This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Until recently, Missouri voters reflected national outcomes. Living in St. Louis means being blue in a state of red. Missouri gained statehood in August 1821. Missouri had, until recently, been a true swing state with historical accuracy at voting for the eventual election winner. From 1904 through 2004, Missourians got it wrong just once, preferring Al D. Stevenson, Democrat, over Dwight D. Eisenhower, Republican, in 1956. Since 2008, the streak ended when Barack Obama, Democrat, lost to John McCain, Republican, by the slightest of margins, 49.4% to 49.3%, or about 3,900 votes out of 2.93 million cast. As 2016 marked the fifth straight Republican win, it is becoming a reliable state for the Republican Party. Senior Amelia Grisadick said, "First time voting was pretty good. I waited outside of Hudson Elementary for about an hour. It wasn't particularly like I chose to vote, but that I needed to vote. I feel very fortunate and privileged to live in an area that is more blue than red, but I ended up getting a culture shock sometimes when I leave our little liberal bubble. I forgot truly how red the rest of Missouri is outside of STL, Columbia, and Kansas City until this election." The American South, where slavery was more prevalent in the 1860s, are today's areas with lower average black voter turnout, larger numbers of election lawsuits alleging race-related constitutional violations filed under provisions of the Voting Rights Act and the 14th and 15th Amendments, and are more likely to have larger radical polarizations as measured by differences in partisan self-identifications between whites and blacks, according to A Culture of Disenfranchisement, How American Slavery Continues to Affect Voting Behavior, by Avedit Okara, Matthew Blackwell, and Maya Sen. Avedit Okara, Matthew Blackwell, and Maya Sen also note, not only was the South's history of cattle slavery, black codes, and Jim Crow a clean justification for the VRA, but a growing literature has begun to show that historical institutions such as slavery can have effects that last longer after the institutions themselves are dismantled. This information can shed light onto why Missouri has recently been recognized as a red state.
This has been another edition of Voices of Webster. Thank you for tuning in. Music is Beauty Flow by Kevin McLeod on IncomeTech.com. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.org for our website. Join us for new Echo podcasts next Friday.